Hello and good morning, everyone. Today is Sunday, August 20th. Well, August 20th, 2023. today my plans were something as I was supposed to be traveling, but then that didn't happen. Then I said, you know what? Let me record one podcast episode. So as you know, my system is this, that I read out aloud an article that was published, that was written by me and published in different publications, and created as a podcast episode. So this article was published in November 2022. Okay, November 2022. That is on November 2022. And it was published on November 22nd, 2022. And it was published in Dancing Elephant Press. That's one of the sub-publications of Medium.com. The title is, it's actually a response to a Dancing Elephant's prompt, 8 of 52. So they have weekly prompts. And then when you're writing in response to those prompts, they have a wonderful habit of culminating or creating a book. I think they select the best ones or something like that. So I thought it's really cool. Very nice of the editors and publishers. They work hard. Actually, they are all volunteers, I would say. They work hard to do these, creating the prompts. And then when we write them to edit and publish them, and also writing their responses, I think it's huge. It's one of the best service that one can ever offer. Anyway, the title is, This is Really Why I Love My Home. And the subtitle is, What I Love Most About My Home. I know the meaning of home. However, the curious part of me wanted to read the definition of home with a beginner's mind. Here is the dictionary definition of home. The place where one lives permanently, especially as a member of a family or household. An institution for people needing professional care or supervision. Having moved to different cities and lived in several houses, this prompt about gratefulness is making me go inward and ask myself, hey Lalita, I like to add my name, get out and be objective, right? You know that. Hey Lalita, you have lived in 12 houses so far. What do you love most about your home? As I am thinking of all the houses I lived in and looking for a common factor, I'm asking the following questions. Did you love living in a house because it was big, or because it was located in downtown, or because it was in the countryside? Did you love your home because you lived with your parents and siblings, or because you lived with your husband and in-laws and kids, or because you were living with your husband and kids? They call it nuclear family. Because I have experienced all three. After some soul search, my head and heart are agreeing with the following answers. I love my home when I make peace with my inner self. Once again, I love my home when I make peace with my inner self. I love my home when I can enjoy its vibration. Whether I'm working or sleeping or praying or cooking or cleaning or doing anything or just sitting and doing nothing. I love my home when it makes me feel that it is giving me the best company when I'm alone. I love my home when it tells me, Lalita, you are doing great. when her family and friends come over and get excited and overwhelmed. And when it says, Lalita, you're doing great, that's, I love my home. So I have given links in this article to two other articles. Three things I'm grateful for in my life. It is a gem. Second one, stepping toward health. Okay. Please subscribe to my stories by email for the best chance to catch my original works. Your membership fee directly supports Lalita Brahma and other writers. You will also get full access to every story on Medium. Become a member. Visit Lalita Brahma's profile. You can connect with my voice and Lalita's Morning Musings podcast, just like how I'm doing now, or you and me are doing right now. Here is yet another way I can help. Please visit lalitabrahma.ladiesofjustice.com. It's a website where I help individuals, businesses, families with legal shield and identity theft shield protection. With that said, I have also given the link to What Are You Grateful For? Dancing Elephants Prompt, 8 of 52 by Vidya Suri, Collecting Smiles, Dancing Elephants Press, November 2022. With that said, you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.